Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Sigourney FFA members about their recent FFA week and their upcoming district competition.
I am here with some Sigourney FFA members along with advisor Jerry Driscoll. We have President Zoe Webb, Vice President Ellie Berg, Secretary Matt Brainerd, Treasurer Xander Bell, Reporter Autumn Belleville, Sentinel Reagan Clarahan, and Officer at Large Jonathan Wielden. Can you give me a little recap of some of the things that went on at Sigourney this week? I know I saw something about you putting on a staff breakfast for some of your teachers.
Yeah, so every year we put on a staff breakfast, and it always is a great turnout. The staff always loves it. We cook up some pancakes, bacon, eggs, sausage, and we make little fruit cups. We usually start cooking really early in the morning, but we all really enjoy it, and the staff really enjoys the breakfast.
And what are some other things that were going on this week to celebrate FFA?
We did activities in the morning for roughly like 30 minutes during Savage Success. And we just did little things like tug of war, relay races. We did a nail drive and we made like brackets out of the different activities that we did to help get kids more involved with FFA and see different aspects of things.
All of these morning activities were activities just for all the students to have some fun, kind of show a little bit of what we do in the ag room and FFA.
And I understand that you participated in sub-districts as well at Montezuma High School. Can you tell me a little bit about how that went?
Yeah, so our parliamentary procedure team did really well. They got a gold ranking and they advanced onto districts. Our public speaking also got a gold, but they're an alternate. And then our conduct of meetings got a gold. They are also an alternate. And then our creed speaking got a gold and they advanced on to districts. Ag sales got a bronze, and then the job interview got a gold, and they had also advanced onto districts.
Are any of you in any of those groups?
I am in job interview.
And Zoe, how does that work? Are you applying for a particular job in this scenario, or are they just asking you traditional questions you might hear on any given job interview?
So preparing for the contest, I made a resume and a cover letter and had a job description, and I was going in applying for a crop scouting position for a summer job, and they interviewed me just like you would for any job in the real world.
It's for a job of their choosing, anything that is an entry-level ag position.
Parliamentary speaking, that's something that's a little new to me. Are any of you involved in that, or could you take me through what parliamentary speaking is?
I was not participating in parliamentary procedure this year, but I participated in it my sophomore year. And basically, you're given a chair member, which is the quote unquote president, and they give you like an item of business to discuss, and they give you any reconsider a motion, a main motion, amendment, and then you have to go through with your item of business and discuss it and vote it and properly demonstrate the ability.
Is this essentially like a meeting simulation to see how your group handles things like this in a typical meeting?
Yes, it is.
So as we look ahead to the district competition, where is that going to be held this year?
Muscatine.
Are there any differences in how districts are run as opposed to sub-districts?
No, the rules are all the same all the way through the state level. Basically, how this works is for our sub-district contest, there are three teams selected out of the 16 chapters. So at districts, there will be the three teams from each of the three sub-districts there. The competition is going to be a little bit harder and that kind of thing. And then from districts, they will select the top two from each of the six districts in Iowa to go to the state contest, which will be in Ames in April.
Are there any other big events going on within your chapter that you're excited for before the year closes out?
Yesterday, we interviewed our officers that are applying for new positions, because as we end out our FFA week, we elect new officers. And that kind of just starts us to figure out our ballot and how we want to set it up for our meeting tomorrow night.
And then after the elections on Friday, we always go and take the chapter bowling. It's usually just a great way to get the chapter together and do something fun at the end of FFA week.
This question is more for the seniors. So Zoe, Ellie, Matt, and Autumn. I'm not going to say we're super close to the end of the year, but you know, it is approaching. Have you had a chance to kind of think about that and process the fact that this is almost over?
I haven't really thought much about it. I mean, just thinking about what I want to do next year, but obviously it's our last FFA week. So I think after our banquet, that's when it'll really soak in.
Yeah, I would definitely have to agree with Zoe on that one. It hasn't really caught me yet, but after the banquet, it's definitely going to hit.
Do any of you know what your plans are going to be post-high school?
I plan to attend Iowa State University next year and major in ag studies.
I'm Autumn Bavel, and I plan to attend Kirkwood for vet tech.
Plan to attend a university for business.
I'm Matt Brainerd, and I plan to attend college for either engineering or business.
All right. Well, thank you so much. For those of you competing at the district level, best of luck there, and excited to see everything else that goes on as the school year starts getting closer towards the end.
That was Jerry Driscoll, Zoe Webb, Ellie Berg, Matt Brainerd, Xander Bell, Autumn Belleville, Reagan Clarahan, and Jonathan Wielden joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about FFA at Sigourney. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.